Hi, this is Melina. I'll be discussing the two passages I read from Anita Desai's The Zigzag Way on pages 137 and 156. I'd like to discuss the final moments of the novel, because I'm not quite sure what to make of them myself. This is the end of Eric's journey to discover his identity and purpose by looking backwards into his family's past. Eric's desire is to expand his focus beyond the present and beyond the exclusive data analysis that has become his life as an academic researcher. And his adventure culminates in this meeting with Betty, the ghost of his past who he did not know existed. I chose to read the creation story, which Desai includes in the beginning of part 4 as well, because it sheds light on this interaction between Eric and his great-grandmother. In the creation story, the Huichol use the tracks of those who have gone before them in order to find the sacred peyote plant, which will bring them an understanding of their past and allow them to more fully appreciate the present. They are able to understand the songs of their gods only with the help of the peyote. Desai writes, they understood that Kayumari had left these tracks so that others could follow and also experience the time of their ancestors, and understand where they came from and who they were. Similarly, Eric follows the faint tracks evoked by his memory of a single childhood conversation with his grandfather, back to a place of origin and to a ghost. In the dialogue between Eric and Betty, Betty mentions Vera, the novel's rejecter of ancestry. While purposefully vague in her own cultural identity, Vera struggles to keep the Huichol in the past, even though the Indians who live with her all have the desire to move towards the future, which they envision as the city. She does not interact with the Indians as real people, but treats them as living relics who should not change. Meanwhile, she rejects her own past, tries to bury it and forget it, pretending it does not exist, and is not a vital part of the present. We see this as an unsuccessful venture, for as Betty points out, the peyote gives her bad dreams, very bad. She doesn't come anymore. Vera's bad dreams truly do come back to haunt her, and the ghost of her dead husband visits the mortal world on the Day of the Dead seeking resolution. For Vera, peyote and the Dia de los Muertos that she so despises are to be avoided because they bring the past back to life. Still, she is unable to escape them. Finally, in what is for me one of the most mysterious moments of the novel, Eric concedes that he would like to try peyote, and Betty tells him to follow her. A wall stands between them, reminiscent of the gnomon between night and day, life and death, that Eric mentions earlier in the novel. Eric cannot transcend completely and enter with Betty into the spirit world, nor can he become one of the peyote-eating Huichol. Then the church bells begin to ring, the sun rises, and after this moment of interaction, the living and the dead return to their respective worlds, leaving the common ground of the Dia de los Muertos. What does it mean that Betty leaves him so abruptly like this? What of her focus on Vera? Are Vera's mistakes meant to be a warning to acknowledge the past and honor the history of one's ancestors? Is it that simple? And the fact that Rodrigo's ghost visits not Vera, but Eric is interesting. The Day of the Dead is a communal celebration, and the community shares the responsibility of paying respects to the dead, leaving flowers at the graves of those who have been forgotten by others. In this way, the Mexicans demonstrate an awareness of connection between all of the spirits and all of the living. During my seminar presentation, I would like to look at the different ways this connection between the living and the dead is explored in the Zigzag Way, and how this relates to the non-chronological sense of history that Desai suggests. Who do the dead belong to, and where does a rejected or forgotten history go in the novel? I would also like to look at the ways this stems from Desai's understanding of the peyote tradition of the Huichol. And finally, I would like to develop a better understanding of Desai's final line. The light grew brighter, the sun appeared, and everyone went streaming back to where they had come from. Where exactly is this place you come from? And as Desai explores in her article, Bicultural Adrift and Wandering, can there be one true home for an individual? Thank you. I look forward to tomorrow when we will talk about all these issues. and more. See you later.